there's any difference from odd or unusual, it's about the same.
Same.
Right, a person who won't change his mind very easily, you might say, don't be so...
determined.
Or
stubborn.
Hard-headed.
Stubborn.
Hard-headed.
Stubborn.
I know what you
stubborn.
Said.
You wouldn't say determined.
You say stubborn. You
say
what
stubborn.
You said.
You stubborn?
You
well,
would.
I would. That's what you
determined.
Said.
Determined, well, that's the same, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, what would you say?
What would you say? That's the question. That's the idea
stubborn.
Of it.
Stubborn.
You wouldn't say determined.
Don't
you
stubborn.
Would say stubborn.
Yeah, stubborn.
That's the quickest way. That's the quickest way you say.
I want the quickest way every time.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
what you say.
Done,
what you would say.
But it's broader.
However it comes out.
However it comes out.
However it comes out.
Your regular talk.
Your regular talk.
She wouldn't say, don't be so set, would you? Or slot, or pig-headed, or bull-headed, or... Obstinate.
Bullheaded.
Bullheaded, you might say.
Yeah.
How about obstinate? She wouldn't.
No.
Well, that's too.
No. Flower.
Yeah.
A person who is very easily offended, you might say, my, isn't she? What do you say? She certainly is. You can
hurt
offend
easily.
Her. Yeah, she's easily hurt, or she's
easily hurt.
Would you say touchy?
Well,
thin-skinned.
Thin
skin.
Thin skin.
That's what we use.
Huh?
She's kind of thin-skinned. We say that a lot.
Would you say thin-skinned also?
What?
Thin-skinned, would that be?
No,
I'd
say
touchy.
Touchy.
I'd say
thin-skinned.
She'd say touchy.
Touchy. And somebody, you might say he's certainly very... Ooh.
Set in his way.
Or no, he's gonna fight. He's ready to hit somebody. He's
determined.
Mad.
Yes.
Mad. Mad at somebody. You use the word mad, don't you? He's mad at me, or he's mad at her.
He certainly is mad. Huh? Too mad.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, would you ever say he's head up?
Mm-mm.
Angry. Ugly. Vicious.
Sore head or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
the
child's been injured, and the mother is about to go to pieces over it. And so the doctor tells her, "Oh, you have to remember to
keep calm."
And at the end of the day, you're just if you work very hard, you're very
exhausted,
tired.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
Tired and exhausted.
Use the word
exhausted. Or you might say I'm just all
tired.
All in. Or
all worn out.
I'm sorry, would you say all what? Would you repeat?
Worn out?
Would you say all done out or done up or fagged
all
out?
Tired out.
All tired out.
Tired out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if somebody was sick here, you might say he got sick
to his stomach.
That has quite a distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Sick on, sick at, sick.
Sick to his
sick
stomach.
At,
sick.
All of
it.
Sick to here.
Sick on.
Sick to his stomach.
Actually, they're sick from it.
Some people say sick from your stomach, sick at your stomach.
Always.
I think we say sick at your stomach. At.
We say sick to your stomach.
Now, a person who was all right 10 minutes ago, but now feels lousy, you might say all of a sudden he got sick?
I'd say got sick. Almost got sick.
Oh, he just quickly, suddenly he got...
Suddenly sick.
Did you say got sick? Suddenly.
Sick suddenly.
And if he sneezed and coughed, you might say...
caught cold.
And if you can't talk very well, you might say he's kind of...